全国统一考试英语试题北京卷听力考试现在开始，请打开试卷第一页，请看听力理解部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一道小题，从每题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你将有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话你将听一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Can I read your newspaper, Jane?
Didn't you bring a book with you?
Yes, but it's not very interesting.
Okay, here you are. I'll read the magazine.
你将有五秒钟的时间作答。该男士想阅读的是报纸，所以正确选项为 A。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Normally, we supply three colors only: black, blue, and red.
But we really want green ones.
In that case, it will be more expensive.
Are you finished with the newspaper, Mary?
Almost. Here, you can take the news section and the entertainment sections in the living room.
Oh, I just want to read the sports section. I need a summer job that will give me some exercise.
How about being a lifeguard?
Lifeguards don't swim that much. They usually just sit.
Well, then, you could be a swimming coach or a tour guide.
Tour guide is a good idea. I'd walk all day.Are you going on holiday with your brother again this year?
Yes. He's coming home from Canada tomorrow.
Where are you going?
I've already booked a hotel in Turkey. But my brother wanted to go to Italy, so I hope he doesn't mind.I thought it was a great movie, so visually exciting, and the sharks looked really scary at times.
I hate to admit it, but it made me jump a bit at times too. I guess recent advances in camera technology helped.
第一节到此结束。第二节听下面四段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几道小题，从每题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有五秒钟的时间阅读每小题。听完后，每小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白你将听两遍。 听下面一段对话，回答第六至第七两道小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两道小题。
Hello, 6632278.
Hi, Jack. It's me, Anne. I wasn't at school today. Have we got any homework to do for tomorrow?
Let me see. Well, we've got to do the math problems on page 14 of our textbook.
All right, I've got it.
Then we have to go on with our reading for English.The history teacher wants us to read the chapter on the history of London for tomorrow and to write down the most important dates and events in that chapter.
Anything else? Music?
No, we haven't any music homework. But the science teacher is giving us a test on Friday, so we have to study for that.
Oh, no. I'm so bad at science.I hate it. Thanks, Jack.
Don't mention it. See you tomorrow. Hello, 6632278.
Hi, Jack. It's me, Anne. I wasn't at school today. Have we got any homework to do for tomorrow?
Let me see. Well, we've got to do the math problems on page 14 of our textbook.
All right, I've got it.
Then we have to go on with our reading for English. The history teacher wants us to read the chapter on the history of London for tomorrow and to write down the most important dates and events in that chapter.
Anything else? Music?
No, we haven't any music homework, but the science teacher is giving us a test on Friday.So we have to study for that.
Oh, no. I'm so bad at science. I hate it. Thanks, Jack.
Don't mention it. See you tomorrow.
Listen to the following dialogue. Answer the 8th to the 9th little questions.现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两道小题。
Still feeling ill?
Yes, and that medicine hasn't helped. Not a good start to our vacation, I'm afraid.
Do you have any idea what caused it?
Well, I thought it might be last night's dinner.
But I'm fine. Could it be the heat? It's enough to make anyone ill.
I know, but we've been here a week now. Anyway, I've been careful in the sun, and I've been drinking bottled water.
Then we'd better stay in the hotel today. Still feeling ill?
Yes, and that medicine hasn't helped. Not a good start to our vacation, I'm afraid.
Do you have any idea what caused it?
Well, I thought it might be last night's dinner.
But I'm fine. Could it be the heat? It's enough to make anyone ill.
I know, but we've been here a week now. Anyway, I've been careful in the sun...And I've been drinking bottled water.
Then we'd better stay in the hotel today.
Listen to the following dialogue. Answer the 10th to the 12th three questions. Now you have 15 seconds to read these three questions.
Well, do you have anything planned for this Saturday?
I'm kind of busy. Why do you ask?
I was wondering if we could get together and do something, like going to a concert or taking a walk by the lake.
I'd love to, but I'm really busy this weekend.
That's too bad.
I have promised to help with the cleaning of the house at 10:30 in the morning, and then I have an appointment with the dentist at 12:30 p.m.
How about after the dentist appointment?
Then I'll have to meet Jim at 4:30 p.m. to help him with the science project due on Monday morning.
Okay, then. Maybe some other time. Well, do you have anything planned for this Saturday?
I'm kind of busy. Why do you ask?
I was wondering if we could get together and do something, like going to a concert or taking a walk by the lake.
I'd love to, but I'm really busy this weekend.
That's too bad.
I have promised to help with the cleaning of the house at 10:30 in the morning, and then I have an appointment with the dentist at 12:30 p.m.
How about after the dentist appointment?
Then I'll have to meet Jim at 4:30 p.m. to help him with the science project due on Monday morning.
Okay, then. Maybe some other time.
Well, we're now looking at ways of making shopping less tiring. You know, a day at the shops wears people out, and we considered a number of ideas. Carrying shopping around is very tiring, and we looked at ways to avoid that. We thought of hiring out small, electrically driven cars to shoppers, but we came up against problems of space. There just isn't enough room. We also thought about those moving walkways, like the ones you see at airports. We decided against them, though, because they'd require a major redesign of the whole centre. What we have actually come up with is a new technology where you buy what you want and then just leave it on the shelf. That way, you don't need to carry your heavy shopping around with you all day. When you want to go home, our computer system automatically sends everything you've bought to your exit point, and you pick it up there. Well, we're now looking at ways of making shopping less tiring. You know, a day at the shops wears people out, and we considered a number of ideas. Carrying shopping around is very tiring, and we looked at ways to avoid that. We thought of hiring out small, electrically driven cars to shoppers, but we came up against problems of space. There just isn't enough room. We also thought about those moving walkways, like the ones you see at airports. We decided against them, though, because they'd require a major redesign of the whole centre. What we have actually come up with is a new technology where you buy what you want and then just leave it on the shelf. That way, you don't need to carry your heavy shopping around with you all day. When you want to go home, our computer system automatically sends everything you've bought to your exit point, and you pick it up there.
第二节到此结束。第三节，听下面一段对话，完成第16至第25道小题。每小题仅填写一个词。听对话前，你将有20秒钟的时间阅读试题。听完后，
你将有60秒钟的作答时间。这段对话你将听两遍。Good morning, sir. Can you help me?
What's wrong?
My daughter is missing. I can't find her anywhere.
Okay, calm down. I'm going to help you to find her. How long ago did she go missing?
About 1 hour ago. At 4 o'clock, perhaps. I've been looking for her for almost an hour now.
And where did you last see her?
We were just shopping in the vegetable section. I turned around, and she was gone.
What's her name?
Melissa. M-E-L-I-S-S-A. She's only 5. She doesn't speak Spanish.
Okay. What does she look like?
She has dark brown hair. She's thin and small for her age.
Okay. What is she wearing today?
Blue shorts and a pink T-shirt. She has a hat on, too, I think.
Don't worry. Everything is going to be okay.
What should I do?
Stay right at the front of the store in case she comes looking for you. We'll start looking for her now.
Good morning, sir. Can you help me?
What's wrong?
My daughter is missing. I can't find her anywhere.
Okay, calm down. I'm going to help you to find her. How long ago did she go missing?
About 1 hour ago. At 4 o'clock, perhaps. I've been looking for her for almost an hour now.
And where did you last see her?
We were just shopping in the vegetable section. I turned around and she was gone.
What's her name?
Melissa. M-E-L-I-S-S-A. She's only 5. She doesn't speak Spanish.
Okay. What does she look like?
She has dark brown hair. She's thin and small for her age.
Okay. What is she wearing today?
Blue shorts and a pink T-shirt. She has a hat on too, I think.
Don't worry. Everything is going to be okay.
What should I do?
Stay right at the front of the store in case she comes looking for you. We'll start looking for her now.
你的答案答在了答题卡。
北京的声音。